Wednesday. You know what that means. It's the Switch It Up Show. I am, of course, your host, Seth Trev, joined as always by the human gaming machine, Glenn Yu. And today, we are back bringing you not one, but one giant game review. Why don't you tell them what we're doing today, Glenn Yu?
My man, we are doing AEW Fight Forever. This is a highly anticipated release for both of us.
That's right, my man. We have been gone a fair amount of time, but we dusted it off. We're coming back to do the thing. We're trying to get the show back up and running. We thought, what better way to do it than by reviewing a game that features a lot of people we have worked with and quite possibly could have texted and said, hey, what's up with your character model? How about that? You know, it's fun. It's kitsch. It's good times.
It's AEW, and it is coming to you live. But first, we've got to get to these great, great beats.
My man, you brought it up during the intro. First of all, I miss that music. It's always, always great. The wonderful people of Onomatoguchi, make sure you check out the link in the description so you can listen to all of their tunes. But my man, you mentioned it during that wonderful introduction you gave me. Why don't you let the people know, a little bit of our background here, why are we so excited for this AEW, and what is our history with the wonderful world of professional wrestling?
Well, between the two of us, we spent about a decade in professional wrestling. Oh, it was actually more between the two of us. We were both there a decade each, so about two decades. It was about the 2010s. We did a good run through the independent wrestling scene, working primarily for Combat Zone Wrestling. Most recently mentioned and featured on some AEW promos that MJF himself brought up.
So
I remember working with Adam Cole when he was the junior champion and developing the Panama Playboy persona thing. We were going over like promos and whatnot because that was my gig. I worked with him and Mia Yim trying to get that whole thing going. And now she's, of course, in the WWE, and he has, of course, been there, done that, and now in AEW setting himself up for a world title picture. And you can play him, of course, in this wonderful game.
Yeah, man. So many wrestlers that are featured in AEW, we were fortunate enough to be able to work with at CZW as well as other independent promotions. And like, I remember when AEW first came out and they actually show that moment in the game, which is pretty cool. Like the announcement of like the press conference and them like signing all these people. And it was so cool to see so many people that we got to work with like succeed on like this like awesome like level. And now that they're in this video game, it's just crazy.
It really was. Yeah. And still, even with the game, it's so cool to see him like up there and be like, I know that dude. He's been around. I remember peeing next to him quite often, you know, quite a few times we've shared a bathroom.
I suppose that's accurate. Yeah, you could say that. I
mean, quite accurate.
Sure, we were also the cameraman and like, you know, like directing and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what you
focus
on.
Edited
of course.
Shows
that's
for a number
fine.
Of years. Had a bit of a stint as an announcer at one point. Got to do that. The first person I announced was actually John Silver. And it was great because he was the first person you saw in this video game.
Yes, yeah, he opened the game for me. I was really, really excited to play this. Awesome to see so many familiar faces. And I guess without further ado, Mr. Seth, why don't we just jump right into AEW Fight Forever? And one of the ways that we like to do this here on the Switch It Up Show is reread the description straight from the Nintendo eShop to make sure that you are getting the complete and the most accurate picture of the game. So over here on the eShop, looking at AEW Fight Forever, you have not one, but two digital editions. You can either purchase the game for its standard price of $59.99, or you can go ahead and get the AEW Fight Forever Elite Edition. And it's actually on sale right now. Normally it's $79.99, but you can get it right now for $71.99. However, it's only on sale until the 29th at 9 a.m. So you only have actually, I believe if I'm not mistaken, right when the game releases. So you have to pre-order this. This is a pre-order type sale. So you will actually have a chance when this episode goes live to be able to get this deal, believe it or not, but not long. So if you want to fight forever, make sure that you purchase this DLC. And in that DLC, you get the Fight Forever FTR, the Revival Pack, which features AEW wrestlers Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler, plus some extra mini games. There is the Limitless Bunny Bundle, which features AEW wrestlers The Bunny and Keith Lee, plus some more mini games, and then the AEW Fight Forever Hookhausen Very Handsome, Very Evil Pack, which features AEW wrestlers Hook and Danhausen. And again, that's available until the 29th at 8:59 a.m. EST. So make sure you get on that. It's basically about 10% off. So definitely something to look into if you are in high anticipation of this game, which I know you and I both very much were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were super stoked for it. Super stoked to continue playing it and to see how it continues to grow as the community comes in, starts playing as well. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of just online tournaments, things like that. Really exciting time to be a pro wrestling and video game fan.
Absolutely, my man. Let me go ahead and hit you with the synopsis here. Developed by Yuke's Co. Limited, creators of numerous multi-million unit selling wrestling games, AEW Fight Forever combines arcade wrestling game feel with innovative All Elite Wrestling finishers and tandem offensive moves. The All Elite Wrestling promotion is currently taking TNT and TBS networks by storm every week with their Rampage and Dynamite shows, featuring some of the biggest legends to enter the ring, plus a stable of brand new high-flying AEW talent. AEW Fight Forever brings more than 50 of the best from the talent roster in one game. Online co-op wrestling is going completely next level in Fight Forever, with tag team matches that feature sequences of tag team maneuvers performed with simple commands. More than 10 different game modes, including unsanctioned Lights Out and Falls Count Anywhere, plus more than 40 weapons, deep customization, career mode, and minigames all await you in AEW Fight Forever. Pre-order AEW Fight Forever now and receive Matt Hardy as playable characters with two costumes. This game is supported in TV, tabletop, and handheld mode. You can have 1-4 players on a single system, that couch co-op that you probably remember back in the day, or you can have 1-4 players online as well. It is rated teen, and it is supported in English, French, German, Japanese, Portuguese, simplified Chinese, and Spanish. Had you at the simplified Chinese, huh?
No, oh yeah. You popped me with simplified Chinese.
I figured I would, man. A lot of a lot to take in there, a lot of features within this game. And typically I'm not one, despite the fact that, you know, you and I come from the professional wrestling world adjacent, I'm not really big on the wrestling game normally. Because lately, at least in like the somewhat recent history of wrestling games, it's really just been the 2K years. And for me, like, the big problem with those games is they always look great, but the controls are just like so difficult and so complicated, and like it becomes way too hard, man. Like you spend more time trying to like study up on just how to do some of the basic stuff that you don't really get to enjoy the game.
A lot of the time, yeah, it's not as simple as it used to be. They try to give you these complex sort of almost mini games to do, like breaking out of submissions and pins, and then having to, I don't know, I haven't enjoyed the era of watch the bar go back and forth and make sure you hit the line to break out of pins. I enjoy this. This is a game where you, again, it goes back to like an arcade feel. It really goes back to those sort of N64 games where you just have to press what was the C stick in a direction to do finishing moves. And in this, it is the right stick. It's very simple. We played this on the PS5s. because we wanted to be able to do sort of the best, as we would assume, graphics and online capabilities. As you know, the Switch does struggle from time to time with that. But with this, we got online. We had some matches. We had a good time. We did an exploding barbed wire death match, which was great. It was stupid fun, exactly how it kind of should be. And we both wound up getting really into the gameplay after like 5-10 minutes, which is, again, what you really want out of this. It feels like those old N64 games, because like even some of the glitches that you have where you kind of get stuck walking on some things, those were still present here and there. I'm not going to lie to you. The game definitely does need some polish. You know, I would say that graphically, if you can get past the sort of PS3, PS2 look of it a lot of the time, you were going to have a really, really good time with it. Almost every move that I could have wanted is there. It's very clear some of the characters that you can create in this. I spent a good 2.5 hours just making my creative character. And I'm like, that's very blatantly a guy from another company. That's awesome. You know, and it's cool. It's cool to see that they adhere or are catering to us hardcore fans, because that's what AEW's always been about. The elite wrestling and the elite wrestling fan, if you will, which is, of course, us internet folk.
I'm going to throw you back to the control scheme one more time, just because you did mention it is a little bit like the games of, you know, yesteryear, the wrestling games that we all remember, because even though it is pretty simple, you have a few different buttons that you press for, you know, whether it be like kick, punch, grapple, you still do have like the countering that you have to do, and you do have to kind of time it just right. But luckily it's just grapple counter and like punch counter. Like that's
chain wrestling as well that they added in there, which was pretty cool, which is a little mini game in and of itself, where it's like you got to press X, O, or square box, as I call it, and you got to sort of make sure you hit it. And if the person hits it, it's like rock, paper, scissors, you know, and you make that work. And I had a good chain wrestle. I got a trophy for it. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to get those trophies. It's fun. I unlocked a hidden wrestler, apparently. I couldn't tell you who, because I think they're already all unlocked for us, but they might be there. I got to look around a bit. I only just searched an exhibition. And I might have to finish this elite mode. I'm currently the TNT champion with Jade Cargill. I was the women's champion immediately. Story mode's fun. We both played it and had similar yet different experiences with some things.
Well, it's interesting because we both started story. Like, that's the one thing that I always want to play when I do these games. But normally I get put off by the controls. But like I mentioned, that was the controls like shine here. So it makes you enjoy the game more. And, you know, I originally started, I was like, let me start on like easy mode. So I did the story mode or the road to elite. And I did it as my boy, Jeff Hardy, because I love Jeff Hardy. So I was like, I gotta pick him, because normally I'm not really into, like, I love the idea of character creation and I want created characters. I just don't want to do it.
it takes so long. You get sucked into it, and then you're there for, like I said, 2.5 hours, and I had to say to my wife, like, I can't do this anymore. And then I went back again because I was like, I can make this entrance hotter. I got them throwing trash at me. I got him doing a woo kind of strut thing. It's awesome. Of course, I love it. I'm ready to take Jackass McGrath on the road. Fight me on the internet if you find me. I will chop you into next week.
I'm hoping that once the game is like fully out and as time goes by, that they like have a way for you to be able to like download those created characters, you know, like if you can upload them or you can import some, because I know that's really big in a lot of the other wrestling games. So hopefully, you know, we'll see that. Hopefully we'll see that kind of find its way over here. But I did the road to elite. I chose Jeff Hardy, and it's great. It pulls you in right away. You jump right into the casino battle royale match, and like, of course, you draw the first card. Spoiler, I guess.
Everybody gets the two of spades.
Yeah,
it seems.
Yeah, pretty much. Or at least so far in our, like, both of us got it. So I'm gonna go ahead and figure that you probably get it to kind of like, you know, set the stage to find out how good you are.
I went through five times.
You did it five.
If you do it as a woman, it gives you a four-way match that you have to win. Yes. And then if you win that, you go on to Dynamite the next week to fight to become the inaugural women's champion.
So you get a shot at the belt right away.
Yes, and I was the women's champion for a good amount of time until the next four-way match where I was doing my signature move and I was stuck in the animation and two people pinned each other off to the side. So that was a little upsetting. But then immediately after losing, on the same pay-per-view, Matt Hardy comes in with a busted up rib and he says, I need you to fill in for me at the pay-per-view. Or you think Jade Cargill is going to sit this one out? No, sir. This is that bitch show. We're doing this thing. She runs this house. We're a big Jade Cargill house here.
Yeah, I mean, you're
carry us princess style, Jade. If you can, if you listen to this review, five stars every match. Every match. Every game that you're involved in, we're here
five
for
stars.
You. We support you in the wilds of Pennsylvania.
So I do feel like there is a good amount of variety in the Road to the Elite. It feels like a lot of different things can happen. So even though like I went through the whole thing and I played Road to the Elite from the very beginning all the way to the end. And what's interesting is as the charismatic enigma, Jeff Hardy, I did get a belt. I won the FTW champion
Were you tag champ as well?
No. I thought I was tag champions, but apparently they did not put the belt on the line. And the same thing happened with the FTW championship where Brian Cage is like, oh, I'm putting the belt on the line. And then I beat him and I didn't get the belt. And he's like, actually, it's going to be for three-way. So I had to be between, it was him and I think it was Luchasaurus for the FTW. And I won that too. But like, you know, it seems like a lot of different paths can happen. And once you finish the Road to the Elite, they have this thing where as you're going through it, like basically each week you have an option to either like exercise, you can go out, which includes basically like sightseeing, press conferences, and also like mini games. And the press conferences raise your ego. The sightseeing will help you like kind of like recover like mentally, and the mini games can get you experience points and also money. And because I was not a created wrestler, experience points didn't really do anything. There's nowhere for you to apply them, so it's pretty much like a waste. But there is a ton of different activities for you to do in the middle of them. And one of them, if you go out and sightsee, is you take selfies. You take selfies like all over the place. And there's a big book at the end that you can view, and you can view your scrapbook of all your selfies. And if you look in there, there's probably like, I don't know how many there are that you can take and unlock, but there's like over, there's got to be over like 70. And all of those things pop up at different times. So it kind of leads me to believe that there are many roads that you can go down to on your journey to becoming elite.
Yeah, you can actually check out like some of the different, I guess, cutscenes or interactions that you can prompt. I forget how I got it there, but you can look and see your journey and it'll show you. I think it might have been at the end, but it shows you sort of the paths that you took and it'll save. And it's like, oh, this is block 1A,
yes,
or 1C or 1B or like 2B. And I wound up being recruited to the Dark Order. I said I didn't want to be in the Dark Order. Then they turned on me. Then I fought Mr. Brody Lee for the TNT Championship at Full Gear. It was pretty cool. I liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I got a trophy somewhere in there for something I did. I don't know, but it was good. I'm doing it on hard right now, and it feels more difficult. I'm going to try to maybe go through it on the elite mode because I think you get a trophy that way. You know, I'm trying to platinum this bad boy.
Yo, I mean, I started it on easy, and I was going through, and like it was, I mean, it didn't feel like it was easy, maybe because I'm not that good at some of these like wrestling type games. But as I was going on and it was seeming like I was like, all right, like I would like this to be a little bit more challenging, I switched it to normal, and I definitely noticed that it went up a little bit, but it was still Like, you know, it was still challenging. And I was really paying close attention to the different ways that, like, I could win. Like, do falls count anywhere? Are there DQs? Can I win by count out? And, like, I would...
Yeah, you figured out that you could, like, pull off, like, so behind the referee's back moves. You
can, well, basically, like, the way that they, like, do, like, the DQ, like, you can get DQ'd. But you will not get... I have not been DQ'd for, like, a single hit. I think my magic number so far is 3. If you, like, you know, if you basically, because you can go out into the crowd, even if it's no DQ match, and you can either grab something from under the ring, or you can grab something from out of the crowd just by pressing, since we did PlayStation, it would be R2, and you'll grab something from out there. And if you're outside of the ring, you can probably hit somebody with something at least 3 times. But if you go past that, you're going to get DQ'd. But like, even though it's no DQ, like, you can still at least get away with some things. I definitely use that to my advantage, because I will totally say that the game does a great job at making the different opponents you come up against feel different. Like, there's definitely something different about, like, wrestling, as there should be. That there's, like, you know, I faced Adam Cole, who was hard, but then I also faced Luchasaurus, who I feel like was super hard. Like, he's so tall, he's so big.
And difficult. You can't, like, hit him too much. He's got that, like, stiff, like, no block thing where he just stands there,
and anybody can do that. But I mean, his was so much more, and I had a hard time like grappling with him because he's just so big. Like they do a good job, and I had to wrestle Brian Cage, and even though he was big, like, it felt like he was going all over the place, which is like, he could do that. So I feel like they nailed a lot of like the little like details. Like, it doesn't feel like you're wrestling the same characters every time. Like, it feels like when you're wrestling them, they wrestle in the style that they would. And when you, like, I wrestled MJF, I don't know if you've wrestled him yet or not, but, like, no. You know, he's taunting, like, the whole time. Like, he's, like, pulling off all types of, like, you know, like, behind the back type stuff. Like, it's
dastardly.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. It's cool. They nail a lot on this game. It's, at least to me, it felt like challenging enough where it was exciting. For me, so far, the perfect difficulty is normal, because I could lose, but I won't get like totally destroyed. And a lot of times, like, it'll come down to, because it's just button mashing, right, to get out
a lot of the thing, yeah.
which is what I want, because then it all comes down to like, how much damage has my guy sustained? And like, mm-hmm. When you prepare him, like, you know, was the mental thing at the right level? Was he rested enough? Is he going to have enough? Like, I like not knowing.
Is there enough? Juice in the tank.
It pulls you into it. It makes you like believe for a minute, as opposed to if it was like, you know, stop the X, you'd eventually get really good at it, and you could probably get out of just about everything. Where if this, like, you know, you might get pinned right away. Like, I've lost in 30 seconds, and I've lost in like 15 minutes, you know, like going back and forth. So like it does a good job at kind of suspending the disbelief a little bit.
Yeah, I completely agree. They have a one of the drawbacks, I'm going to say here, is that they have a sort of limited music soundtrack, at least right now. I noticed that they do have an online music option. I don't know if that means that they're going to have more tracks once the servers seem to go more live with larger everything. I'm sure there's going to be a nice solid update come tomorrow once the game is released to the masses. But right now I would say that the music is a bit of a drawback. And, you know, like I said, the graphics, you're getting, I would say, kind of PS3, PS4 quality. It's definitely not the worst wrestling game I have played in recent years. The last one I did was 2K22, and I would definitely say this is better than that. It's fun. I'm having a good time. It's what you want a wrestling game to be. And I give it 4 stars out of 5. What about you, brother?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't disagree with your assessment there at all. The graphics are probably, I'd say, like solid between PS3, like PS4, with occasional like jumps up. Like, you know, in quality, especially at some of the entrances, the characters look like awesome. And then sometimes you play some of the other characters and they don't look so awesome. So it really kind of varies. Like, for example, like Jericho's entrance looks really good. Jeff Hardy's entrance looks really good. Britt Baker's doesn't look like, I feel like, nearly as good as some of the other character models. But those have just been some observations I've seen so far as I've been playing. But I got to say, like, once you're like in the ring and you're playing in the game, like, I mean, I'm in. Like, you know, I'm not this, like,
I don't notice, I think it looks it good. Doesn't
I don't notice
me.
It. I don't think
I, at one point, I noticed how many individual models it looked like were in the crowd and moving.
Yes.
Because I was waiting to see, like, I wanted, like, the batches of people that were pixelated and move holding the signs just going up and down. And I didn't get that.
No. And
I got good quality people in the crowd, but you can go in the crowd. You can fight there. You can fight in the back. I broke through the entrance ramp up at the top of the stage in one of my lights out matches. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they do a great job at setting like the whole environment and the ring and everything, like it, the gameplay and everything like works really, really well together. And I gotta say, on PS5, the load times nearly non-existent. Like,
too quick. Like, I can't read the blurbs. Like, it says something. It says like Luchasaurus, and I'm like, what did he say?
And like, if you like, if you skip, like, if you want to just like get to the action, like, this is the game. Like, this can be the game for you if you want to read all this story. And I highly recommend that you read the story stuff because it's like hilarious and it's like really out of left field for a lot of the stuff, especially in Road to Elite. Like, it's the characters say like some crazy things. But like, if you want to just get to the action, like, you can be in this game like quick. This thing loads fast, and I'm sure that's probably different per like console versus like, you know, PC and things like that, but I was like, it performs really well. I really had like one glitch, and that's where when I was trying to get back into the ring, I actually kind of fell through the floor, and I luckily just started the match, so like I just restarted it, but I definitely would have been counted out. So there are some, it looks like out of bounds areas that you could like meander yourself into, by accident, depending on, where you're going. And I do think once in a while it gets a little tricky, in terms of like switching who you're engaged with. Like, if you're in a tag team match and somebody else from the other team like gets in the ring, and they will a lot. I understand that, like, you know, in AEW, they don't really enforce that rule so much. And like, you don't really see it enforced here ever. Like, a lot of times, a tag team match will become like, you know, a 2-on-1, for a good amount of time. And as the matches and the opponents get harder, that's definitely something that I feel like kind of works against you. Cause like, I don't want to fight like Luchasaurus and like Brian Cage at the same time. You know, like, I had to have fight
it's
that
hard.
Match. And I'm like, this isn't supposed to happen right now. I really like the game. I'm excited for, like, I want more. I want more of the, like, storyline. Like, once I make it, like, you do Road to the Elite, I would love to see, like, an expansion where you're just, like, on the show. And, like, I would like more of that.
It
choose
just keeps
your
going.
Yeah.
That's it. Because it, I feel like it is a little short.
It is, you know, a little short.
It feels like you could, it wants you to go back and do it again.
I'm gonna.
I want to. I'm gonna continue beyond a year.
Yes.
Because that's how much they give you, and I'm like, we should be like, this is where you should be able to have like a season go and
yep,
set it across and just have the character keep growing, and you have your, you know, god tier create a character, just battling it out and having like your character stuff save and create these scenarios and seasons and things. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to see that soon.
I would love like a little bit more of the kind of choose your own adventure aspect to it as well, because you do get to make some choices, but not many. Like,
I don't,
like,
know. I got to choose.
I think really?
You got to play as a lady. You got to play as a lady. I got to be able to choose all the tag partners I could have had. I got to choose, do I want to be in this or that? I don't know. I was getting a couple different options.
Well, I mean, you know what?
I feel
that's
like
good,
there
though.
Should be more options to go for specific routes, because there was a time where it seemed like I could have chosen to go fight like one person or go to do this Dark Order path, and it just went on that way. And I'm like, but I want to go for the world title.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, like, you know, like, I was supposed to fight CM Punk. But it just never
skipped the Rampage fight.
It just never happened. And maybe that's because, like, you know, I misinterpreted. Like, I thought I was like, oh, this is going to happen at the end. But I guess maybe I missed one of the.
You had to go to Rampage and fight him.
I mean, we've got Rampage, Dark, and you know what? That's just another example of, like, because you can do other matches each week, and that probably branches you off into more storylines that, like, you know, you might be possible to explore. But, like, there's like a couple little, like I said, like, you know, the who selecting who you're engaged with in fighting. But my only like drawbacks with this is that, like, I'm like, I want more of it to play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive for me. I really like this game. I'm probably going to play it when we're done talking about it. Definitely no problem giving this like a 4.5 out of 5. This was better than I expected it to be. I know a lot of people had really high hopes, but as someone who doesn't normally play these games or, like, you know, get pulled into them, like, this one grabbed me. So I really liked it.
I agree. I think it was a great game. I think it was a great time. Coming in with a hot 4.25. A classic NJPW style match score from a Dave Meltzer, or most AEW matches, I would say. He seems to rate them pretty high if you put your stock in that sort of thing. Hopefully you do, because you're listening to us rate it. Rate us, why don't you? On iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere you were listening to us, because we were coming to you from AnyLink USA, where you can hear us in all hours of the day. For everyone here at the Preach Network and the Switch It Up Show, I have been at Seth Trapp. Follow us there. And of course, he has been Glenn New. He's at
Scary to the Max.
Yeah, there it is. Get at it. He's Max, Axe, Scissor B, Daddy, all day, every day. You know the time. Everybody loves the Acclaimed. We love AEW. And we love you. Have a good one, people, and stay tuned.